Yes, I'd like to wish on a beautiful Shabbos and a Freilicha Simcha de Chanukah. Hope everything's going well with everyone. Hope everyone had a beautiful week. So this week's Parsha is Parsha Vayeshev. So it says that I might be going out of order, but it said the brothers hated him and could not speak peace. So Vionis and Ibershitz, Zatzal, said a lot of times a machlokas could be ended. A lot of times arguments could be finished, could be solved if they would just speak peace to each other. What the Torah is hinting to us that if Vayonis and Ibershitz is saying that if they would just speak to each other about the situation, why they disagree with each other, open peace. Then it says, Yekanu also Achav, the brothers were jealous of him. So Zakta Elta Sobotka, he said, yeah, the brothers, the Shvatim, were huge tzaddikim. We're not denying that. But still teaching, you still have to fight with your midas. Jealousy could ruin you. A bad midah could ruin you, even if you're, you know, you still have to be on guard against the Yetzara. And that's so Vayeknu also Achiv. They were jealous. Then the Kli Yaakov says that the brothers hated him for his dreams and his devarav, his words. So Kli Yaakov says that the brothers thought the only reason Yosef at Tzadik was having these dreams about being the king, about people bound, because at devarav, because he spoke it. It says a lot of time what you think during the day or what you speak during the day, that's what you dream about at night. The brother said it must be Yosef, his words. The reason they must be because he spoke of being a king. He spoke of being a king by us bowing down to him. And that's why he had the dreams. And what Sternbach from Yushalayim or Kurdish said that's why the brothers were a little upset about him, you know, with the sacks of wheat bound down to him. Because the brother says, okay, you want to walk down all day, you want to walk around, how are you going to be the king? Okay. But you're making us smaller, you're belittling us, you're making us smaller, you're putting us lower to the ground that we're going to bow down to you, you're belittling us. That should not be part of your dream. That's what you should not, you know, that's why the brothers were upset. Then it says, I believe Sternbach said, why did Yaakov Avinu send Yosef down to Shechem? We know Shechem was, was obviously dangerous because of the brothers there. So why? So one shot is that Shechem was a dangerous place for a Jew. It wasn't a clean place for a Jewish person to be there. Like it's all last week with Shechem and Dinah. So Yaakov said that Yaakov thought if I send Yosef down. It's a suffix if I send Yosef down, he might get hurt. But it's a vade that the Shvatim being Shechem, they're going to get hurt. So I have to save them. Yosef's a suffix where he's going to get hurt by the brothers. But the brothers are going to get for sure hurt by the Nesham being Shechem. I got to get them out. Another one was Sternbach, I believe, said that Yosef, so Yaakov thought that by sending Yosef down to save them, they would see how Yosef loves them dearly. And therefore, they wouldn't touch Yosef. Well, Moshe Feinstein, that's all, said a little different shot. He said, what did Yaakov tell Yosef? Yaakov told Yosef, you know, go down to Shechem. If you see Yosef, hineni, I'll do it. So Yaakov and Yosef thought, you know, shliach mitzvah ain't in the zakin. If you do a mitzvah, you can't get injured. So Yaakov thought, if he tells Yosef, go down to Shechem, that's kibbut avim. And Yosef thought, you know, if I'm doing kibbut avim, I can't get hurt either. Shliach mitzvah ain't in the zakin. And that's why he said, Yosef, hineni, I'm willing to do the mitzvah. Then Rav Shlomo Horowitz Zatzal from Sefer Beis Avon, he lived in the Lower East Side, doing what Moshe Feinstein Zatzal said. He said, if you know who guided him to Shechem, Gavriel. And Rav Shlomo Horowitz Zatzal, Gavriel is a malach, is an angel for Rafu and Yeshua, for salvation and healing. So why would you think he sent Yosef to get kidnapped and go, you know, all the way down and put him to Shechem where he might get hurt? So Zuck the Walag said the answer. The Walag said, because, and it's based a little bit on what Shlomo Horowitz or Salon's other voice, but what did Gavriel end up doing? Gavriel sent him down to Shechem. The brothers then sold Yosef to Yishmael. Yishmael ended up in house of Potiphar, then he became the second commander of Mitzrayim. Yosef, as the second commander of Egypt and Mitzrayim, he told Paro how to deal with it when the food was good and when there was a famine. And because of that, the Jewish people, Yaakov and his sons, were able to go down to Mitzrayim to get food, being that Yosef saved food for Mitzrayim and obviously for the brothers. So you see from here, Gavriel was really a malach of Yeshua, because he was setting it up that Yosef be the second command of Egypt, help the Mitzrayim that they have food during the days of famine, and therefore Yosef can give food to his father, his Yaakov, his tati Yaakov, and to his brother, Shvatim. So really, God reveals the Amalek of Yeshua, because the call, Yosef would not be in second command of Egypt. There might not have been food in Mitzrayim, and Yaakov and his sons might have died. Then, while Matisyahu Solomon Shlita, the Mashkiach of Lake, was a beautiful word, you know, he says, you know, Hashem, it says that the brother sold Yosef, I believe, to the Ishmaelim, and the Ishmaelim usually sold bad smelling spices, but when Yosef had Tzadik being there, Hashem caused that there'd be good smelling spices in the caravan. So, Hawa ben Yamin Jacob from Lake, he's about Matisyahu Solomon Shlita's son in law. Well, Jacob says he has a question based on his fort. You know, if Chasham, someone gets into a horrific, a really terrible car accident, and they survive, and you're going to ask them after the accident, what did you smell in the car when the car was going into the accident? The guy's going to look at you. What do you mean? I didn't smell a thing. I'm happy. I'm to be alive. Zakwa Matisyahu Solomon Shlita. You figure Yosef would not be able to think clearly. He doesn't know he's going to the caravan of Ishmaelim. He doesn't even know where he's going to end up. So you think he wouldn't know whether it's good smelling spices or bad smelling spices. Zakwa Matisyahu Solomon Shlita, what the Torah is teaching us, Yosef HaTzadik had such incredible emunah b'tochen Hashem. He had such incredible emunah b'tochen Hashem. He was at ease and he could smell the spices. And that's why Hashem caused it to be good smelling spices, because Hashem knew that Yosef would have emunah and be at ease. So he wanted to make good smelling spices for the Tzadik. Then it says, I forgot the pasuk, but it says, Shalom be'achav. Right? Shalom be'achav. So I think Yaakov is telling Yosef, kind of just, I think, check how the brothers are doing. How a simcha bunim b'shitzcha says, Shalom calls b'shleimus. Check how they're doing it. Check, look at what simcha bunim b'shitzcha said, what Yaakov is telling Yosef. Look at the completeness of your brothers. Look how good they are. Look how they're great people. Look at the goodness of the people. Look how good your brothers are. Then what Svi Yecheskel Michelson, or Michelson, said another, he said, when the brothers came back with the Ketonis Pasim, you know, torn and with blood on it, what did Yaakov say? Yaakov told the brothers, an animal ate Yosef. So what Svi Yecheskel Michelson, why didn't Yaakov say maybe he got murdered? There were no murderers in those days. That's what Yaakov said. It must have been an animal ate him. Then when Matis Blooms, that's how he unfortunately died due to corona in February and March, but he brings down, he has safe got told the Das, he brings down an opinion. Why did Yaakov feel he had to say, tell the Nevuah to the brothers? You know, when Matis Blooms, that's how he said that, that if you get a Nevuah, you're chayav to say it, you're obligated to say Nevuah. So Yosef figured, Yosef said, I have a chiv to say the Nevuah against the suffix that I'm going to get hurt by the brothers. So I have to say the Nevuah. Then it says, Vayi Hashem es Yosef, Vayi Ish Matzliach. So again, what Simcha Bunim B'Shischa said, because Yosef was with Hashem all the time, that even, why is that possible? Yosef was always with Hashem. Vayi Ish Matzliach. Even when Yosef was successful, he was still with Hashem. The Walag just said a little different. Vayihi is Lashon Tzar, language of anguish. Vayihi b'mei Achashveiros. So what's Pshat of Vayihi? So Pshat is that Yosef had to go down to Mitzrayim. Hashem is telling Yosef, I am with you. Don't worry, I'm going to be a successful person even in Egypt. But the Tzar is that you have to be taken out of Eretz Yisrael. You have to do this in Mitzrayim. That's the Tzar. That's the pain. Then the Beis HaLevi said, another beautiful word. Beis HaLevi said, Yudah said, Ma betza lahagun yachi, what benefit do we have to killing our brothers and to cover his blood? So Beis HaLevi said, the pshat is what Yehuda was saying to the Shvatim, he was telling the brothers, you know, Yosef is our brother. We can't take revenge against our fellow brother. We can't take revenge against our fellow brother, Yosef. And you're going to say, we have to teach other people about it. But we're going to cover his blood, so no one's going to even know why we killed him. So Yehuda is saying there's no benefit in doing this. So the Vilna Gaon, we're going to come back to this, but the Vilna Gaon said, if you look at Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, you take the middle letters of all of them, Avram in the middle letter is Vayz, the middle of Yitzchak is Tzadik, and the middle of Yaakov is Ayin. Because Avram davened in the morning, Boker, Avram established Shachwith, Yitzchak Sahawaim, Yitzchak established Mincha, Yaakov Ayin established Maariv. And so Zalman Savatskin said, Ma betza hagini achi, what Yehuda was telling the brothers, when we kill our brothers, what's going to happen to our tefillah? Betza, Boker, Tzawayim, Erev, Shachwith, Mincha, and Maariv. What's going to happen to our tefillah if we kill our brother? Yosef, when our tefillah is not going to mean anything. The Walag just added on, if you notice, Avim begins with an Aleph, Yitzchak begins with a Yud, and Yaakov begins with a Yud. Why? Because Avim was the first person in history to make Hashem one in this world. Echad, Hashem is one. Avim being a brought that Hashem is one to this world. That's why his name begins with an Aleph. Yitzchak and Yaakov with Yud Yud, which is, again, Hashem's name, Yud Yud, because Yitzchak and Yaakov were keeping the Mesoah that Avram taught them, that Hashem is in this world. That Hashem is in this world. Then I'm now going to list the one before, the Vilna Gaon has said this, that the brothers put Yosef in a pit that had no mayim, no water. But Rashi said they had nechashim and akaravim, it had snakes and scorpions. So Vilna Gaon said mayim could also mean toira. Mine represents Torah. Zakta Vilna Gaon, if you don't have Torah in your life, then you're going to act like a scorpion, you're going to act like a snake. Your midas are going to be like a snake and a scorpion. I'm now going to list the names of the cholim, and then I'm going to tell you Chanukah votes, but please down for them. Yehuda ben Shifa, Matisyahu Chaim ben Ittel, Howard David Soloveitchik, Binyamin Ovadia ben Esther, Rachel bas Ilana, Moshe Dov ben Fega Bracha, Avraham Yeshayahu ben Aviva, Avraham Yeshayahu ben Aviva, Leah Pesha bas Dina, Chaya Malka bat Batsheva, Chaya Malka bat Batsheva, Miriam bat Sarah Rezel, Miriam bat Sarah Rezel, Yehudit bat Rina, Yehudit bat Rina. But Wina, Yehudit, but Wina. Give me a sec. Baruch Tzvi ben Esther, Sprinzer ben Esther, Pinchas Eliezer ben Esther, Leah bas Rachel, Avraham Meir ben Bela Fega, Avraham Meir ben Bela Fega, Avraham Meir ben Bela Fega. If you can please down for all the cholim, you know, Shem Shem Nor Fu Hashem. I'm now going to tell you some thoughts on Chanukah. So, Hava Shmuel Greenberg, he's one of the Mashkichim in Yeshiva Or Chaim in Queens, New York. He said, if you look at the Gemara, how many, there's maybe two or three pages on Chanukah in the whole Gemara. Hava Shmuel Greenberg said, but on the other hand, Megillah, there's a whole Gemara of Megillah talking about Purim. So Shmuel Greenberg said, don't you think you should have maybe a own Gemara for Chanukah also? Zakwa Shmuel Greenberg, Chanukah represents Torah. Therefore, the whole Torah is Chanukah. The whole Torah is Chanukah. That's all. You don't need his own Gemara because when you learn Torah, you Chanukah represents Torah. So therefore, you don't need his own Gemara because learning Torah is Chanukah. But David Miller from Yerushalayim or Kurdish points out that Chanukah is the only Yontif that goes over 2 months, you know, from Kislev to Tevis. And also, we can light the Chanukah, you know, ideally from Chinshkiya and Seitz. That's the best time to light it, from Chinshkiya and Seitz. There's different opinions, but so he's asking why. So the Walag said the reason why, because again, Chanukah represents Torah. So what we're telling people, you learn Torah day and night. Before Shkia is day, Tzeis Chavim is night. You learn Torah day and night. V'hem nege yomam v'layla. And Chanukah goes over 2 months. Again, the Vlog said, because you have to learn Torah every month of the year and every day of your life. Then, Rav Gluck, he's connected with Moshe Wolfson Shlita's shul in Borough Park, Brooklyn. So he quoted, I forgot what he quoted in Bnei Yisachar, but if you look in the Alei Nisim, it says, Mati Lehem Beit Sawatam. But if you look before that, it says, Lashkicham Torah Techa, Laviram Mechukei Witzanecha. the Greeks are trying, Bnei Yisrael, trying the Jewish people to forget Hashem's Torah and to forget Hashem's will. And then it's the late Lamatam Beit Sautam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu stood up for the Jewish people, stood up for the Yidden, stood up for the Yidden, stood up for Bnei Yisrael at the times of that Tzara. So Rabbi Gluck said, the Pshat is, we are telling Hashem that the Greeks are trying to forget, to make us to forget your Torah, to forget your will. But Hashem, we're happy that you stood up to Beit Sautam, the our times of anguish. Because we realize if we didn't have the Torah Mitzvah, if we didn't live a life of Torah Mitzvah, we're going to have tremendous sorrows in our life. We're going to have tremendous sorrows if we don't learn Torah Mitzvahs. And that's what we say, Amad Elam Beit Sautam. Hashem stood up to our sorrows. Because we realize if we don't have Torah Mitzvah, we're going to have tremendous sorrows. Then the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer is another beautiful thought. The Chasam Sofer said, B'chatzos b'katshecha v'kavu shmenei Chanukah. So we lit the menorah outside of the Beis HaMikdash, and then we established 8 days of Chanukah. So the Chasam Sofer said, you know, the famous question, why is it 8 days? Because you did have one container of oil, you did have one pach shemen. So we are the miracle is only 7 days, it lasted for 7 more days. So like the Chasam Sofer, we have to light the menorah in the outside chamber of the Beis HaMikdash, outside. And outside is windy, it's cold. Therefore, the wind and the coldness causes more oil to be used. So you figure there was not even enough oil to last for 1 day. So that itself was a miracle. That's why we have 8 days according to Chasam Sofer. Then the Torah Tamima, he has a sefer called Baruch Shema, says that in Allah Nisra, Tamein Biat Tahorim, the impure against the pure. So what does that mean? So Torah Tamima, I believe, quotes the Rambam writes, why don't the Jewish people, why doesn't Bnei Yisrael, why don't the Yidden eat certain type of animals? Because said those animals are cruel, and the cruelty is going to get into your neshama, to your soul, if you eat it. So we don't eat certain type of animals. So now I think this is a Torah Tamima vote. Tameyim, the Greeks, the Yavanim, ate any food, any animal, they ate it. So therefore they became cruel, because we said we don't eat certain food, certain animals, because they're cruel and the cruelty is going to get into us. The Greeks did eat it, so the Greeks were cruel. Taho are the Jewish people. Now you saw we were pure, we didn't do it. Tamein biatorim, we overcame the Greeks despite their cruelty, despite their achzarius. We still overcame them, even so we weren't. And one last vote for Chanukah, however, Zvulun Chalap, I believe he's from Tinek Bergenfield, or maybe from Muncie now. It says, Zaydin biatoske toatecha. So Zuck was willing chalap. What does it make a difference whether you learn your shtag and toy or not, you know, to go to battle? Zuck was willing chalap. Because if you put a bentoy, you put a tamach chacham on the battle front, they might say we have to first shoot in the air, shoot to the ground, shoot at their knees. Despite that, despite us, you know, not wanting to shoot at the enemy, and despite us shooting made the enemy's feet before we did, we still overcame them. That's Zaydin biatoske toatecha. I'm now going to tell you two halachas. Again, ask your local Orthodox rabbis. These halachas discussed at the Shabbos table. But Yaakov Zev Smith, he said, if your shoelace comes out of your shoe on Shabbos, and the shoelace was there before Shabbos, your shoelace was in your shoe before Shabbos, and therefore went into Shabbos with your shoelace in it. But on Shabbos Kodesh, the shoelace came out. Well, Yaakov Zev Smith said, you can put it back in, no problem. The shoelace was in your shoe before Shabbos, and therefore when Shabbos came, your shoelace was in it. You can put the shoelace back in. But when Yaakov Zev Smith called the Magen Avraham said, but if let's say you have a new pair of shoes and you do not put the shoelaces in before Shabbos, on Shabbos you cannot. You cannot put the shoelace then into the new shoe. You can't. Then what Yaakov Zev Smith said, you know, you're supposed to light you're supposed to light the menorah, the Chanukah. You know, the minute you can do, like, let's say 20, I think 20 to 30 minutes after Shkia is the best time. So ideally, so you should light, let's say in New York City, that's where I live, you should light by, let's say, 5 o'clock or 5 to 5, something like that. So, but Zuck, what if you have to, you're not going to be home until 7 o'clock at night or 7:30 or 8? So Zuck with Yaakov Zev Smith, you should get a shaliach. You should have a friend maybe call you, he's not in your house, call you, don't forget to light the menorah, maybe call you 8 o'clock to remind you. Or what Yaakov Zev Smith said, you can set an alarm clock. You can have an alarm clock ring at 8 o'clock or 8:15. An alarm clock is also a good shaliach. Then what Yaakov Zev Smith said, if you go away for Shabbos Kodesh, you go to someone's house, you can give them even just a penny. You can even give them just a penny. And therefore, you're part of their menorah. And the Baal HaBas, the guy house, the person's house.